Okay. Today's shiur is Masechta Krisus on Daf Ches. We will begin at the top of the Amud with the word Tanya. As a brief introduction to our Gemara, let's just review the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Isha Ki Tazria V'yol D'Zachar V'Tomas Shivas Yomim. So a woman, after she gives birth to a zachar, is tummy for 7 days. And then the pasuk continues, then she has 33 days by a zachar of, even if she sees dam during that time, it's considered permitted dam. She does not become usher to her husband. There's an Isser during the entire 40 days of Bechol Kodesh Laisiga. She's not allowed to touch anything of Kodesh, not allowed to eat Kachim. Ve'al HaMikdash Laisavi, she's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Melois Yimei Tahara, until she finishes this entire period of the 40 days, which ends with the 33 days of Tahara. Ve'im Nekeva Seilein, and she gives birth to a female, then everything is doubled. V'tama shvu'ayim k'nidasa. Then she becomes 14 days of tumah. She goes to the mikveh. And then v'shishim yom v'shesh yom teshra to mei tohara. Then she has dam tohar for 66 days. So there's a total from the time she gave birth of 80 days. V'malos yomei tohara l'veina l'vas. After the completion of this period of tumah and then the tahara, both for a son or for a daughter, she has to bring two korbanos. Tavi keves ben shnasi l'oila, she brings a sheep as an ola, uben yono osor l'chatos, a turtle dove or a pigeon for a chatos. And then the pasuk says, zos toiris hayoledes lazochar l'nekeva, and then the pasuk concludes, v'im leisim tzayada deyse, if she's poor and she can't afford to buy a sheep for an ola, v'locha shnei sorim or shnei b'nei yoina, echad l'ola v'echad l'chatas v'chipor l'akoyim v'tehera. So then she brings birds instead. That's the parsha which will be nageya to this Amud of Gemara. So in the Mishnah at the bottom of Dav Zayin Amud Beis, we had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And this concerns a woman who gave birth, and she had a miscarriage at the 81st at night. If she would have had a shulya, would have come out on, an embryo would have come out, a fetus would have come out on the 81st day, then it's clear that she has to bring another korban. She has to be two korbanos. No machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because she's finished the Malois period. She had to bring one set of korbanos for her first birth. And now, even though she didn't have a child, but this is considered a birth, even though it was a miscarriage, and she has to bring a second korban. The machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is at the night of the 81st. Because on the one hand, she's completed what we call the Malois. That was the Lashon of the Pasuk, that full period of the Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Tahara. But on the other hand, she cannot yet bring a Korban, because you don't bring a Korban at night, so the Korban is only brought the very next day. So the question is, at that night, if she miscarried, would she be chayiv in a Korban or not? Beis Shammai says no, she's only chayiv one, and Beis Hillel says she's chayiv too. And there was a machloikis in the Mishnah with different svaras back and forth. And now we come to the Gemara. So Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashal Im, tells us that the Gemara that we're about to learn right now is the pshat that Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai. According to the logic, you might be right. It makes more sense that Beis Hillel retreated. The power of the logic of the swara of Beis Shammai was very strong, but now a brisa tells us that, that's how we're going to begin our shiur with that brisa. The brisa tells us that Hillel told Beis Shammai, forget about a swara, I have a pasuk. And based on the pasuk, that's going to be the strength of my argument that you have to bring in this case not one korban, but actually two korbanos. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amru len Beisil beishamai. Beisil said beishamai. Harei hu oimer. It says in the pasuk, and here the Shita puts in the word oilabas, which is going to be a key word here. As we learned, we just said the pasuk uv melois yemei tahara leven oilabas. So from that word oil, the rabbis or shmoinim ve'echad. That would mean, what's it being marbe? The oil is a ribui. It's being marbe if she had a miscarriage on the night of the 81st, that she would have to bring a second korban. Now, the Malbim says an interesting pshat. He makes a rule that we know a vav sometimes means and, but a vav can also mean oi. So the Malbim wants to know, when does the Torah use a vav to mean or, and when does it use oi? So he makes a rule. If it's an obvious distinction between one thing and another, a vav is sufficient. For example, almanu grush v'chalala lo yikach. So it's not that the koyin is taking an almana and a grusha and a chalala, but he's taking either one or the, or a koyin gadol in this case. It's not that the koyin gadol is taking a woman who's all three, but rather he's taking either an almana or a grusha or a chalala. So it doesn't have to say the word oy. However, when the item that we're learning out is not so clear, there the Torah is madgish, the Torah stresses that we're trying to make a distinction between one and the other, then it uses the word oi. So the Malbim learns that's the pshat over here. Because we said that we're discussing a case where a woman miscarried after the malois. In fact, the Torah we're saying is marba the night of the 81st. Does that apply to a zocher child? The first child was a zocher, or does it apply even to an akeva child? The answer is, if you think into it, it's not so obvious, and that's why we need the word oi. When you think into it, it only applies to if she had a female first and not a male. Why? Because if she had a male, she was tamei for 7 days. Then she became dam toyar for 33 days. And then she had on the night, in the case of a male son, when would this shaila be nageya, based shamei beisil, on the night of the 41st? She had a miscarriage. But then there would be no machlokes based shamei beisil. Everybody would be mitzvah. She doesn't bring only one korban. She doesn't bring two korbanos. Why? Because this miscarriage was a miscarriage of a embryo that could only have been 33 days old. It must be, in order to be considered any type of blood of birth, it has to be 40 days old. So that heichatimtz is only shayich by a female. By a female where you have 66 days of dam toyar, so she had relations with her husband during these 66 days. So then the second embryo that comes out could be more than 40 days old. If it's more than 40 days old, then comes a question, do you bring a second korban for that embryo or not? Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. So because this distinction is not a clear-cut distinction, as it is in the case of Grusha, Chalol, and Amana, that's why here the Torah put the word oi. Okay, so L'rabos or Shmanim ve'echah, that's Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says an interesting story. Rav Hoshea v'ishchiyach kameda bar kapara. Rav Hoshea used to learn by bar kapara. Shafke v'osa kameda rab chiyah. He left over bar kapara and he went to rab chiyah. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, because he considered that rab chiyah was an adam gadol, he was a greater Talmud Chochem than bar kapara, and memeil he wanted to hear shir from rab chiyah. Yaimachad, one day, Pogabei, he met up with his old Rebbe, Bar Kapora. Bor mine, so Rav Oishia asked Bar Kapora the following question. Zav shera gimurioiz beleil ches. Ma beisil oimrim bedoverzet. We've had this whole shaila of birth at night by a yoledes. What happens if you have the same type of shaila by a zav? We know that a Zav who has an emission, which he had it three times consecutively, either in 3 days or even in 1 day, so the halacha is that he has to, at the end of a seven of a sphere of Zion Nekiyim, He makes sure that he doesn't have any emission for 7 days. And then, after going to the mikvah, on the eighth day, he brings a korban. Now, what happens if he saw 3 riyos on the eighth day? So then, certainly, he would have to bring 2 korbanos. Because he has to bring 1 for the first time, and now he's becoming a Zov again. He has, after he finished the Zion Nikim of the first time, now he's having again. The question is, what happens if this happened the night of the 8th? What would Beis Hillel say in that case? Would they require, by your lettuce, they say in the similar case that she has to bring 2 korbanos. Would they say that the Zov has to bring 2 korbanos or not? And here he explains his question. Tamay, the Beis Hillel, do we say the reason of Beis Hillel b'mapelas when she had a miscarriage, Belila, on the night of the 81st, Mishum Dichsev, and here again the Bach puts in the word oi, because we had a ribu from the word oi labas, Avol Zov, Shara, Gimarius, Belel Ches, Patri. If that's the whole reason because of the ribli, we don't have a ribli by Zov. So the Zov in the same case as your lettuce would be potter, the lemais recroy, because we don't have an extra word to say that he's chai of a second korban. Or Dilma Leishna, maybe there's no difference. The Shita in Ois Gimel explains in more depth what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is grappling with what we're going to find on this Amud, and that is the Inyan. Do we say that Laila is considered Mechusser Zman, or it's not Mechusser Zman? In other words, normally, for example, we know by Kachim, the night goes after the day. But here, it could be different. Here, by the Chiv of a Korban, you finish, let's take the case of Melois. You finish the period of the 14 days of Tum and the 66 days of Tahara. You're up to the 81st night. The woman has to bring a korban the next morning. And that night, she miscarried. So do we say that that night, is that already the start? That's like a twilight. The night is after the 80, but it's before when you're going to bring a korban. Because you can't bring a korban at night. You can only bring it the next day. So do we say that the chiyuv begins of the chiyuv to bring a korban begins already at night? So therefore, if you had a miscarriage after the chiyuv of the korban started, then you of course have to bring a second korban. In other words, Lila love Mechusser Zman. Lila, the reason you can't bring a korban is not because we consider it, it's not the Zman of the korban. The korban here, that's what we said, usually Kachim, the night goes after the day. Here, we're going to say the day goes after the previous night. The Chiv to bring the korban the next day already started after the 80 days of Melois. The Melois ended at the nighttime. So I'm going to say, Lila love Mechusser Zman. If Laila Lav Mechusman is really, now is the Chi of Korban. I can't bring it. That's a technicality that we don't bring Kachim at night. But it doesn't mean it's not the Zman of the Chi of Korban. The Chi of is right here for a technicality. You can't bring it. If the Chi of is already here, and now you had a miscarriage, so now you have a new Chi of. Because you've already had a birth after you finished the Melois period, and you're into the new Korban. So if that's the reasoning, so then it doesn't make a difference between your Lades or Zov. Zov will be the same thing. Once you see the 7th at night, you finish the 7 days of the Nikiyim, you counted the spirit accounting of 7 days that you're pure from no emissions, and now you're about to bring the Korban on the 8th day, so Lila Lav Mechusser Zmanu. You're not missing anything. The Chiyuv's here already. And you became a Zov, a second time, after the Chiyuv Korban came for the first time. So you have to bring 2 korbanos. If that's the Svar of Beis Hillel, again, it's nothing to do now with Oi. According to this Chakira, this part of the Chakira is not learning it from a Ribui. But they're saying the Svar is because Lila is Lav Mechusser Zman. The Chi of Korban already started, and you're coming after the Chi of Korban. You have to bring a new Korban. Or Dilmar, no, maybe the reason is because of the Oi. That's really, Lila is Mechusser Zman. Really, Lila is Mechuzman means you cannot bring it at night, you can only bring it in the morning. So the nighttime you cannot say is involved with the Korban. The night will go after the Melois period. This twilight area in the middle doesn't go to the next day. It goes back to the Melois period because I'll say that Lila is Mechuzer's month. You're missing. And so why by your lettuce, I bring two? Because I have a ribri of oi. Zav doesn't have the oi. Zav only brings one korban. This was the shaila that Rav Oishia asked to Bar Kapara. Now, the next three lines, we are going to learn, there's different ways to learn the next three lines. We're going to learn the way according to Rabbeinu Gershom. And Rabbeinu Gershom, which in my Gemara is found in the back, Rabbeinu Gershom says the following. And I'll first speak it out, and then we'll see it inside. Rabbeinu Gershom says that Rav Oishia asked Bar Kapara two questions. We just heard one. He asked him a second question on a different inyan. And both times when he asked the question, Bar Kapara, it seems, was hurt that Rav Oishia had left his shir and gone to Rav Chiya. So both times he called Rav Chiya by a nickname, sort of in a derogatory manner. And each time Rav Oishia didn't respond. Rav Oishia was hurt that he spoke about his Rebbe in a disparaging way. He didn't answer. And finally, at the end, he does give him an answer. And we'll see what that answer is. So now, here is the Lashon according to Rabbeinu Gershom. Amale Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara, after he was asked the question concerning Zav from Rav Oishia, he says back to Rav Oishia, Ma Ayo Oimer B'Davar Zeh. Now we have an argument, Ma Bavli Oimer B'Davar Zeh. That is what he's going to say according to Rabbeinu Gershom in the second question. But in the first question, when he was asked, he says to Rav Oishia, in other words, so to speak, you now attend Rav Chiya Shir. What does Rav Chiya say? So he called Rav Chiya with the name Ayo, as Rashi says on the third wide line. On top, Aya is Rav Chiya. Ubelashin Gnai Kamerle. He told it to him in a disparaging way. We know that Ayin and Ches are Mechalef, and we know that also the Gemara tells us elsewhere that Rav Chiya had a problem pronouncing Ayin and Chesen. So he said to him, what does Rav Chiya say? But he didn't call him. He didn't want to mention him by his name. He said, what does Aya say? So the Rabbeinu Gershom's girsa is Lo'amale Rav Oishia Klum. Rav Oishia didn't respond at all. Hoder Rav Oishia Bor Minei Milsachriti. Rav Oishia asked him a second question. If you look in Rashi on the fourth line, Rashi brings this text down. Hoder Bor Minei Rav Oishia Mibar Kapora, which the Mesoras Hashas says that we take out of Rashi. But Rabbeinu Gershom, in fact, has this girsa. He asked him a second question. And now, Omer Leibach Karpor, Mar Bavli, Omer B'Dovrzeh. What we have in the Gemara that he said first to him, that's what, according to Rabbi Gershom, that's the second thing. Mar Bavli, Omer B'Dovrzeh. Why does he call him the Babylonian? So Rashi brings down the first small line, Rab Chiya Olami Bavl, as we say in the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Chaf, Betchila, Nishtako Tar Mishral, Tar was forgotten from Yisrael, Ola Hila Bavli, V'yazda, Hillel, from Bavel came up and reestablished Torah in Eretz Yisrael, the Chosra of Nishtaka, and it was forgotten again, Olu B'nei Agola V'yizdua. So the people of the exile came and established it again, Uman Ninu, who are the B'nei Agola? Yehuda V'chiski B'nei Reb Chiya, Yehuda V'chiski, the sons of Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya and his two sons, Yehuda and V'chiski, they reestablished the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he called them again. He didn't call them Reb Chiya. He said, what is the Bavli, what is the Babylonian say about your question? We don't know what the second question was about. The Gemara doesn't reveal that to us. Ishtik Rav Oishia Loyomer Klum. He again kept quiet. He didn't say anything. And finally, Omar Lay, finally he said to him, who said to who? According to Rabbeinu Gershom, Rav Oishia said to Bar Kapara, and he called him by his name. Bar Kapara, Tzrichin l'divrei ayah. You need ayah. The Sefer Yad Elio asked, you're not supposed to call your Rebbe by his name. How come he called his Rebbe here? What is he saying to him? You need ayah. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Sha'ata megana. You spoke disparagingly about my Rebbe, Reb Chia. You called him ayah. You called him bavli. You need him. Lefi shehu yodea v'loyata. He knows the answer and you don't. What does this mean? It means, like we started the Gemara, Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Who was Masada the Braises? Reb Chia and Reb Oshia. So Reb Oshia said, you have this question. Tanya, we learned the answer. Reb Chia was the one who you called Ayah. He's the one who said that Amrulem Behisil Beishamai, that by Yeledus we learn it out from Oi. But Zov doesn't have Oi. So we'll say that Lila is considered Mechusser's Bun. And since it's Mechusser's Man, therefore you only bring one Korban, because you're not yet in the period of a Chiv of a second Korban. So we need Ayah to tell us that by Zav, Beis Hillel, Zmoyed, and Beis Shammai, that you only bring one Korban. Continues the Gemara, Nachzer al Rishonis, Rashi, and also the Rabbeinu Gershom say, this is like what the Gemara says elsewhere, Omar Mar. We learned before, Hareyu Oimer, and again here the Shita puts in the word Oy. Hareyu oimer oi labas larabos or shmonav echad, we're being marba, the 81st night, that you need a second korban according to the way Beis Hillel learned the drasha from the pasuk. So the Gemara says, what you say is a dover pasuk. In other words, like we just explained, you hold that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, everybody holds that Lila is considered Mechusser's month. And since it's Mechusser's Man, all you should really have to do is bring one Korban, because it's not considered a new Leda. It's only a new Leda if it's after Malois. But this is not after Malois. But the only reason you have two Korbanos is because of Oi. I'm going to ask you a question that I think there's a Machloikis whether Lila is Mechusser's Man or not. Name a Ketanoi. Let's say it's a Machloikis Tanoi. Zov Shirog Gimarius Bilel Ches. If a Zov saw three Rius in the night of the eighth, Tani Chad, in one Bryce that we learned, maybe, that he, which Gemara understands to mean, he brings a second Korban. He already has to bring a first Korban for the first three Rias. Now that he ended the Zion Nikiyim, and he started into the eighth day, so he has to bring a new Korban, if he saw three more Rias. V'tani Enich, we learned in another Bryce, and maybe, that he doesn't bring a new Korban. My love, isn't it so that Tanoyi, this is a machloikis Tanoyim, the heart of Sanya Mevi, the one who holds Mevi, Ksover Laila Ein Mechusser's Man. So Memeir, if it's Ein Mechusser's Man, you already had three Rias in a Zman, which was a Chiv of the Korban, the first Korban, was already there, so Memeir, you're Chai of a second Korban, if the first Chiv was already there. The heart of Tani Ein Mevi, the one, the Bryce that learns Ein Mevi, Ksover Laila Mechusser's Man. That Bryce holds that Lila is Mechusser's Man. If it's Mechusser's Man, that means it's not yet the time of the first Korban. If it's not yet the time of the first Korban, the three Rias that you saw are still attached to the previous three Rias. And in Mela, you're only high of one Korban. So what you said that everybody holds, Lila is Mechusser's Man. And that's why you should only bring one Korban, and only from Oi. Do you learn two Korbanas? I say it's a Machloek Stanoi. Amr Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, no. Amr Rav Huna Barach, Amr Rav Blazer. Hani Tanoi, Savri, Lila, Mechusser's Man. These two Tanoi, both, as we said before, hold Lila as Mechusser's Man. I, if it's Mechusser's one, how do we understand the one who says, maybe, Vahada Tanya, maybe, and that Bryce that it says, maybe, you know what it's talking about? Bezov, Baal Beis Rias. Where the first Ziva was not one of three Rias, but it was only one of two Rias. This first time was two Rias. So he also needs Zion Nikiyim, and he also has to wait for the eighth day, but he doesn't bring a Korban. It's only when Azov has three Rias that he brings a Korban. So what happened was, he had two Rias, he had Zion Nikiyim, he saw three Rias at the night of the eighth, and then, what, not like you learned, maybe has to bring two Korbanis. Maybe only has to bring one Korban because the first time was only two Rias, you're not chayv in a Korban. That's what maybe means. The heart of Tanya ain't a maybe. In the Brisa that says ain't a maybe, it's speaking about a different case. Bezov, Baal Gimel Rias. Where the first one was Gimel Rias, and now the second one we say is part of the first one. And that's why, because we say Lila is mechusar zman, and you're not yet ready to bring the korban, and therefore it's all considered part of the first one, and therefore you only bring one korban. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, zav bal beis riyos, if it's a zav the first time of two riyos, my lememra. So what's the chiddush to tell me that if he saw three riyos the night of the eighth, that now he has to bring a korban for the new three riyos? What's the chiddush? Of course he has to. So the Gemara says, how come Ashma, this teaches us, daf gera b'leil ches? When does he have to bring three, a korban, if he saw three at the night of the eighth? Av will be a moment of Zion lohi. But let's say he saw three in the day of the seventh. No, why? Kasavar, then he would not have to bring any korban. Kasavar, because he holds Korea, every time Azov sees Shesoiseres, that it breaks the counting of the Zion Nikiyim, Enem Avila De Korban. That does not bring a Korban. So what does this mean? Do we know that the Zov has to count seven clean days? If he saw during those seven clean days, so the Sefer Keser Yeshua explains that this indicates to us that he was not ready to undergo the Zayin Nekiyah. It indicates to us that his original Zavus, his original seeing when he saw two Re'iyos, that was cardinal, that was very important, that was the Iker. The Iker was the first two Re'iyos that he saw. Now that he comes to the three Re'iyos at the end, so he's breaking the Zayin Nekiyah. He's indicating that the flow from the first two Riyas is still continuing, and now the Keser Yeshua says, how do we look at it? What made him a Zav to begin with? What made him a Zav was the Zav of 2 days. So therefore, even if he later has a Zav of three Riyas, but since it started with the two is considered the Iker. If the Iker you don't bring a Korban for, then the one that caused the Stira, which is just indicating that the original two Riyas never got healed, but since the Iker was the first two, the last three are never better than the first two. Because the last three are considered tuffel to that which made him to begin with into a Zav. So Riyas says, Ein Avila De Korban. So that Ein Echanami, there's no Chiddush. If he saw three on the night of the eighth, that you bring a korban. The chiddush is that if he had seen it in the daytime of the seventh day, then he would not bring a korban. Amar Rava, amai, the amai is like saying lamai, according to what ukimta, lahad desanya ena mevi. You just explained that the brayse that it says ena mevi. Bizov bal gimel riyos, that it's speaking about a zov, who saw three riyos, and he's not maybe, because it's all part of the first three riyos, the second three riyos are part of the original first three riyos, and like we said, there's no chiddush, there's no yitter of oi to tell me you bring two korbanis, so even Beis Hillel will be made in this case, that you only bring one korban. So lesnayu, why isn't it part of a Mishnah that we have further in Daf Testament of? Lesnayu gabi chamisha mevin korban echad al averis harbe. It says over there, there's a few cases where a person has many reasons to bring a korban, and he only brings one korban for many averis. For example, a nazir became tamei, and he became tamei a few, let's say he became tamei 5 times, and he never brought a korban the first 4 times. When he brings the korban the 5th time, it takes care of all the tumos that he had. So why, here's the same thing. A zov, we could say also a zov is because of an avera. So here he did he had three riyos, he was a zov. Then he became again a zov. So he should have to bring two korbanos. You're telling me he only has to bring one korban. Why isn't that an example that's listed in the Mishnah on Daf Tesam and Alf? The Gemara answers lo psika, because it's not a clear din, and that's why he didn't read it. He didn't mention it in Daf Tes. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, ra achas b'laylo beis b'yoy mevi. If he saw one re on the 8th night and 2 on the 8th day, then we say it all goes over to the eighth day, the one at night is mitzarif to the two in the day, and he has to bring a carbon. But Beis Belilah, if he saw two at night, the achas beyon ein mevi. If he saw two at night and one in the day, then he does not bring. So it comes out, of course, if he saw three at night, he doesn't bring. But if he saw two at night and one in the day, he doesn't bring. But there's one case where if he sees at night, he will bring. And that's one at night and two in the day. And we'll see the swar for this in a moment. So since it's not a clear halacha that he's always potter, there's one case where he's chayiv. That's why it wasn't mentioned further on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Teda, I'll bring you a proof. The Achas Belava Beis Biyoy Mevi, I'll bring you a proof that if he sees one at night and two on the eighth day, he does then bring a korban and the one is mitzarif to the two. Because look at every normal Zav. The Ariya Rishayna, a regular Zav, the first Ariya that he has, Shechva Zer Ba'alma. It's considered as if he let out a semen. He was a Baal Keri, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara needed a flamed hay, that the Gemara says, Zois, from the Pasuk, Zois Taurus HaZov, Vasher Teitzem Imenu Shichva Zera, the Gemara learns out, Zov Beriya Rishayna Kishul Balkari. The Torah calls him Shichva Zera, that's like a Balkari. So what is he? He's Usher, he's Tumas Erev, he's Usher for one night. He has no din of Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim, he doesn't have a din of Zayin Nekiyim, of Zavos. The ilu chazi tartnach rinaisa, if he saw two more times, mitzarif lehu. So the next two times are mitzarif to the first one. So look, what happened? At night, all he was like a balkari. He has the same halach as a balkari. The next day when he sees two more, those two more are mitzarif to the night before. Now he becomes a full-fledged zav, and he brings a korban. So, if you analyze it, when is he becoming a Zav? He's becoming a Zav the next day, when he saw the two the next day. The night before, I just considered him like a Balkari. He's Tommy for one day till the night. So, and the next day starts the whole special halachas of Zavus when he sees two more. So, the same thing over here, when we want to know, should he bring a new Korban or not? The night of the eighth. So, at night, he saw one. The next day, he saw two. When does he transfer from Shechva Zer, from Balkari, to Zavas? The next day. The next day, then it's for sure, according to everybody, a new Chi of Korban. If it's a new Chi of Korban, then he has to bring two Korbanis. Whereas, if what? If he saw two the night before, and one the next day, and certainly three the night before. But if he saw two the night before, when does it become a Zav? He doesn't become a Zav Gomer. That's only with three Rias. Then he brings a Korban. But when does he become a Zav? He becomes already a Zav the night before. And then I say that the next day, goes retroactively back to the two before when he became a Zav. And therefore, then he would not bring a Korban. That's the Raya that he wanted to bring. Amar Rav Sheshes Brei Ravidi, he said, the Midi Irya. What kind of Rai is that? There's a big difference between a regular Zav and the case we're talking about. Riya Rishon Yishol Zav Chaziyah B'Zman Chiyuva. He saw it when he was Mechuyiv at night. But Achas Belayla, our case over here, on the night of the 8th, Kivim Delav B'Zman Chiyuva Chaziyah, he didn't see it in his Zman Chiyuv, because he just finished the 7 days of counting, and the eighth day of the Chi of Korban didn't start yet. Ilav Dashmina Rabbi Yochanan Mitztarif. Rabbi Yochanan hadn't told me that it's Mitztarif together for a Korban. Hava Amina Loit Mitztarif. I would say the one at night is not Mitztarif to the two in the day, because the one at night is in that twilight zone, and that twilight zone, I would say, perhaps is not Mitztarif to the next day. So don't bring me a Raya from a regular Zov to our case here of the night of the eighth. Now the Gemara asks, Umi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Mechus Uzman, from the Gemara before, it seems clear that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Laila is Mechus Uzman. And that's why Rabbi Eichlin said if he would see three Rias, and he originally saw three Rias, and now he's seeing three Rias at night, it's a Mechusser's man to bring the next Korban, and therefore it's considered one long Ziva it's like six riyas all from one long ziva, and he only brings one korban. I'll bring you a beferish Rabbi Yochanan who doesn't learn like that. V'amar chizkia nitme b'yayim mevi b'layla. Now we're talking about a nazir tameh, and again the same kind of thing. He has to wait 7 days, and then he has to go to the mikveh if a nazir became tameh, and then he brings the korban of a nazir tameh. So what happens if after the 7 days, on the 8th day, when he's supposed to bring the korban, he again became tameh? How many korbanos is he mechuyev now? So nitma b'yoyim on the 8th day, maybe, of course he has to bring a second korban. But Laila, but if he became tameh the night of the 8th, ain't maybe, he doesn't bring. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu b'Laila maybe. Even if he became tameh at night, he's maybe. So l'chayim Rabbi Yochanan holds, he brings, because Laila loves man. Is lav mechusar's man. The night is not mechusar's man. So you already chayv in one korban. Now you were tamei at night, you're mechuyev in a second korban. So how can you tell me before the Rabbi Yochanan holds that by a zav, that Laila is mechusar's man, l'chayra from over here, we see the feirish that he holds it's not mechusar's man, answers the Gemara, ki kama Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say his din? Beis b'layla, v'achs b'yoyim, ein mevi, that you don't bring, because apparently, that Laila is mechusar's man, l'divrei o'aymer mechusar's man. He doesn't hold like that. He was going according to the man d'yomer, who says mechusar's man. And he's going to learn, the Mephoshim explained, that we had before, that there was one shita that held, it's machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan's an amora. But he could learn that the two brises that seemed to be the machloikis, they were arguing whether mechusar's man or not. So he himself held ein mechusar's man. And if ein mechusar's man, you for sure have to bring two korbanos. And that's why a nazir tameh, who became tameh the night of the 8th, has to bring two korbanos. I over here, he said differently by Zav, he was going according to the man d'yomer, that it's mechusar's man. And Frank the Gemara, l'divrei o'aymer pshita. What does he have to tell me that? According to that man d'yomer, it's simple. What do you have to tell me? So the answer is, that is simple that you only bring one korban. The chiddush is the other halacha. Ra, achas belaro, beis b'yoyim, itzrichli. If he saw one at night and two in the day, that's what he had to tell me. Ma, the same I would have thought. Kivan the law is man chiyuv kachazile. Like we just said in the Gemara before, that he saw it at a time when it was not as man chiyuv because it was after the period at night and it was not yet a clear chiyuv because the korban is the next day. I would say loit mitzarev, it should not be mitzarev to the next day's chiyuvim. Kamash melan, then it is mitzarev. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Begins the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shieshala Sufik, Hey Ledois, Visufik, Hey Zivois. If a woman has, Rashi learns, Oi, it's not one case here, it's two separate cases. She has a Sufik, whether she gave birth, if the item that she gave birth to had in it a vlad or not. And she, or suffic hazivas. There was a case where she didn't know, are these days from her nidus period? We know that the ziva, 11 days of ziva followed the 7 days of nida. She lost track, and now she doesn't know if what she saw was nidus or what she saw is zivas. So the din is, mevia korban echad, she brings one korban, voicheles bezvachim, and she's allowed to eat kachim. We know that a woman who gave birth and a zava is not allowed to eat kachim until she goes to the mikveh and brings korbanos. So since these are all a suffix, so all she has to do is bring one. And then she's allowed to eat kachim. The ein ashar alel chayva, the rest are not a chayva on her, as Rashi explains. We're talking about here a chatos ha'if habo'al a suffix. There's a brood chatas is brought for a suffix. So, the suffix, she has to get Torah in order to enter the Beis HaMikdash and in order to eat kachim. So, we let her bring one, and Rashi says we don't, that allows her to eat kachim, but we don't force her to bring more, because even that, the top Rashi on the left side, Le'itzrichu Chachom Lavin, She'afa Akas Bekushi Hitiru, Le'hakriva, Sofik Malikas Chulun L'mizbeach. How do you do Shechita for Kachim? You do it with the thumb, with Malika. That same process for Chulun makes it a Nevela. So Bekushi, with difficulty, we allowed her to bring one of these korbanos. Shem loy kein, ein lo takana li tar bekachim. If you're not going to give her an opportunity to bring one, misafik, she'll never be able to eat kachim. So we want to let her eat kachim. So we say, one is enough, but don't do more, because you might be, all five might be really chulin, and they'll be nevela because you used malika for it. So this is the process that we do by a suffik. Now from Rashi, who says that it's two cases, Leida and Ziva are two separate cases, would indicate that what happens if it was all one case, Suffolk Hey Leidois and Suffolk Hey Zivois, then you would bring two carbonis. Why would you bring two carbonis? Because since one Suffolk is Leida and one Suffolk is Ziva, the fact that each Suffolk is a different Suffolk, that causes, the Leida causes a one Korban, and the Ziva causes another Korban. This we see later on the Gemara and Daf Tesamid Beis, that if there is a cause because of Leida and a cause because of Ziva, that will necessitate two Korbanis. In our case, we're talking about two separate cases, one Suffolk Leida or another is Suffolk Ziva. Now, what happens if it's Vadai? Continues the Mishnah. Hey, Zivis Vadois, Hey, Latest Vadois. What happens if you had five Vadai Zivis? And, or, again, Rashi here, in the third line on the left column, Rashi says, Hey, Latest Vadois, Oi, Hey, Zivis. Two cases over here. Either or. The Hey, Latest, Oi, Hey, Latest Vadois. Mevira Korban Echad. So on each of these Sveikis, she would bring one korban. Vaychelis mizvachim, again, that's enough for her to eat kachim. Vahashar olechav. Now Rashi explains in the right column, all the way at the bottom, why in fact is one korban enough? Because it's like a woman who goes to the mikveh. Let's say she became tamei and she didn't go to the mikveh. And then she became tamei again and she didn't go to the mikveh. Finally, she goes to the mikveh. That tahara takes care of all the tumas that she had before. So too, this woman is what we call a mechuster kippurim. She's missing the ability to eat kachim, and she has a few obligations on her because of various leidas of births or zivas. So, einechanami, one is enough to be metara to eat kachim. But in the case of suffik, we said, we don't let her bring any more karbonis. In the case of chayva, she's mechuyev to bring more karbonis. Vahashar Allah chayva. The rest, einechanami, she could bring one korban to make her mutter in kachim, but the rest she has to bring. As Ravelvul Brisker explains, the Griz Halevi explains that by these korbonis, this Mandi Yomer holds, there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to bring a korban, and there's a chiyuv to bring a korban which will be matarer to eat kachim. So as far as the chiyuv to bring a korban to be matar here, that we consider it like going to the mikveh. One tefillah takes care of all tumas. So one korban will take care of all her responsibilities for tahara to eat kachim. But there's a separate obligation to bring a korban, and you had five births, or you had five zivas, each one necessitated a separate korban, so on that you're chayiv ashar aleh chayiv, you have to bring. Now the Gemara brings an interesting story. Maisa sham dukinim b'yushlaim, Rashi's gizse here, and the next words is bedinrin zav. The nests of the shtei torim, or shnei b'nei yonah, the pigeons or the turtle doves that a yoledis would bring, they became very high, and two nests cost two dinrei zav. That means each nest was one dinner, which was a tremendous amount of money which people couldn't afford. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, hamorin azeh. Rashi says this is a lashon of a shvua. The Tosfos Yontif says that this is like making a shvua with a shulchan or a menorah, one of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't be a full-fledged shvua, he says. It's like a commitment. I promise I'm going to make sure that the price of the birds comes down because he was afraid that women would begin to eat kachim and not bring their required karbanis. They'll eat kachim betuma, and there's a chiyuv chorus on that. I have to bring the price down. However, the Rabbeinu Gershon writes over here, Nishba b'misha shoichin shmoy b'bayis hazeh, that according to, I swear by the one who dwells in the Beis HaMikdash. And who is that? That's the Ribbono Shel'olam, by the Shekhinah. He was swearing by the Shekhinah. Others say he was swearing by the fifth of the seven rakiyas, which the name of that rakiya is Mo'ayn. So I swear, I'm making a shvuah, lo yo'arin alayla, I won't go to sleep tonight, ad sheyiyeh bedinrei, and the Shita says the next word is kesef. It's going to come down to kesef. There are 25 dinrei silver dinarim in a gold dinner. It's going to come down. So what happened? Nichnas lebezdin, he went into the bezdin, the lamed, and he taught. Ha'isha sheyesha lehei leidish, if she had five births, Vadois, it wasn't a suffix. She had definitely five births. Or hey zivus vadois, mevia korban echad. All she has to do is bring one korban. Vaychelus bezvachem. She eats the zvachem. Ve'ena shara lechayva. She doesn't have to, even though they're vadai. She doesn't have to bring in any korbanos. Not only does it help for the zevach, it also helps for her commitment to bring korbanos. She only has to bring one. The Amdukina by Yarmahuba Rabasayim. Rashi says Rabasayim means a quarter of a silver shekel. A quarter of a silver shekel. So it comes out two nests cost two quarters. So one nest cost a quarter. Originally it cost a dinner zav. Now it cost a quarter of a silver dinner. It means it went down to 1/100th of the value. Because there are 25 silver dinarim. Because the women realized that they don't have to bring so many karbonis, the demand was less, the price fell, and then he was misakin that women were able to pay for, they were able to afford to pay for their karbonis. Now the question that all the Rishonim grapple with here is that he said, Ein ashar lechayva. We learned Stam Mishnah at the beginning of the Mishnah without any machlaikis that when you have a vadai, so that you bring one korban to get rid of the problems of tumah, to eat kachim, but you're still obligated to bring vashar lechayva. How could he say ve'en vashar lechayva? So Rashi says it was begetter eis lasus l'shem eferus arasekel. Because of the danger that women wouldn't bring any korbanos if they have to bring all five, if they had five ladies, they would bring none, they'd eat betumah, they would get kashrom chorus. He was misakin, don't worry, you don't have to bring, just bring one, and the rest are not an obligation, and the price fell down. The Tosfos here, in Nichnas Lebezdin, the second last Tosfos says, Nirish loy hekel al divrei Torah, el l'tfilas medam lo legamri, de'i mechuyev hei tfilas, kivin de tov lecha de'ein tzorach l'tbol oit. So Tosfos says that not like what Velvel Brisker said, there's two dinim. There's a din to get rid of tumah, and there's a separate din to bring kachim. No, there's one obligation to bring a korban that's matar. And just like if I go to the mikveh, it takes care of all my tumos, so too if I bring a korban, it takes care of all my tumah situation. So he argues on the Tanakhama. The problem with these two pshatim is that it should have been written, we bring it as a story. But normally, if you're going to tell me, especially he's arguing on the Tanakhama, it should have said that Rav Shimon Gamliel is chaylik, and he says ain't a love chayva. Or it should have said bisman that you have an ace lasis l'Hashem. We're going to change that halacha. It should have been written. It's not. That's a problem. The Mesoras Hashas brings Taisin Bava Basra in Ois Ches. Taisin Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samach Vav Amid Aleph. Says that the Rabbeinu Tam is gravis in our Mishnah, he takes out the word ein, and he writes, Vahashar Alea Chayva. So what was his takana? How did he get the price down according to Rabbeinu Tam? If there is a Chayva? Because the women thought that they don't get Tahara until they bring all five. So he made an announcement, he went to Bezni, he taught them, listen, as far as Tum is concerned, as far as eating Kachim, bring one. The rest you're going to have to bring, yes, Ashara Lav Chayva, but that you'll bring in the future. You don't have to worry about it right now. Right now, just bring one. So the women heard all they have to do is bring one. So they, okay, one I can bring. I'll pay whatever I can afford. The other four, I'll pay it. So that itself brought the price down. That's why I went through a bad time. The problem on that is that our Gerson, our Mishnah, is Ve'ein Ashar Alechai. So the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, in the Sefer Meraim Yesod, and also in the Harchev Dover, on Vayikra, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Zayin, says a beautiful pshat. And the Netziv is maskim, it's the pshat of his son, Rav Chaim Berlin. And the Netziv said he likes his son's pshat. What we at the beginning of the shiur, we mentioned the parsha in the beginning of Tazria. So if you'll remember what we spoke out from the Chumash at the beginning of the shiur, the first it says that the woman has to bring a sel keves la'ayla, uben yoyna yisrael l'chatos. Then the pasuk says, zois toiris hayoledes la'zochar l'nekev. Now how do we know, where in fact is the makor, that a woman who has multiple births, and didn't bring one korban, she has mechuyah for each birth. Maybe she could bring one after five, and that takes care of all the five, not only for tumah, but even for her obligation to bring korbanos. We learn it, the Gemara learns it from Zeus. Zeus tells you, it's a limitation. You can only use one at a time. You have a birth, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban. Another birth, you have another chiyuv. Then the Torah says, So, Dr. Chaim Berlin, that the Vizois where we learn that multiple births require multiple korbanos, that's for a woman who could afford it. Then it says Zois. But after the Zois, there's a Imloitim Tzuyada, they say she can't afford it. So, not only does she get the bargain, that she doesn't have to bring a keves. She can bring shtei tarim, shtei b'nei yoyna. She gets another bargain, that she doesn't have to bring five korbanos for five. She can bring one, and it's good for all the rest. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to this, he paskin, ein hashar lav chayva. Are you arguing with Tana Kama? No, I'm not arguing. Tana Kama is speaking about a regular case where women could afford it, so they, of course, hashar lav chayva. But now that the price went up to one gold dinner, a person could live a year on a gold dinner. It was a tremendous amount of money. So now all Jewish women are considered that unlicensed to Yada, they say. And then it doesn't go to halacha of Zeis, Tairas, Hayaladis, that she has to bring a separate one for each one. Memela, he says the Tana Kama will be maskim to me. And that's why it's not written as a machlaikis, a beautiful shot of Reb Chaim Berlin, to lefi the gears of our mission of Ein Ashar LaChayva, and yet he's not arguing on the Tana Kama. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa, Hey Leidois. Now here we're going to have, there's two gears. One is according to the Bach, and one is according to the Mesoris Hashas. Let's go with the Mesoris Hashas first. Hey Zivois Vadai, not what we have in our Gemara Leidois. Hey Zivois Vadai, Hey Ziva Suffolk. So this is all one case. There's no oi here. There, a woman had five births for sure, multiple births, and, I'm sorry, we're going with the Girsa Zivas. She had five Zivas Vadai, and then she had five Zivas Suffolk. Or, she had five Leidois Vadai, the Hey Leidois Suffolk. So the din is, Mevi'a Bey, we'll first learn like the Masar Sashas, then we'll see how the Bach learns. So the halach over here is, Mevi'a Beis Kenan, she has to bring two separate nests, Achas ala Vadai and Achas ala Suffolk, one on the Vadai and one on the Suffolk. Shal Vadai Necheles, she eats the Vadai, Vashar ala Chayva, she has to bring the others. This only takes care of the Tumah. Shall Suffolk, the one that she brought for the Suffolk, Ein Echalas Ve'ein Ashar Alechayva. She doesn't eat it, as we learned in the Mishnah. Rashi said in the Mishnah, because the Chachamim didn't want to bring Malika of Chulin to the Mizbeach. So she doesn't eat it. Ve'ein Ashar Alechayva. And the rest is not a Chayv. This is the way the Masoris Hashas learns. Now the Gilyan Hashas from Kiv Eger asks on this, that why should she have to bring two separate korbanos? It's the suffix is not worse than, let's say it's vadai. What's the din if you have 10 vadai? If you have 10 vadai, it's enough with one in order to make her mutter in eating kachim. So why would it say over here that you're mechuyev too? And he blies by a tzorach in gadol. According to this, that both cases are speaking about Vadai Zivis and Suffolk Zivis, and Vadai Latis and Suffolk Latis. So he said, let the Suffolk be Vadai. If the Suffolk is 10 Vadais, one is good enough to make her mutter. Why would you need two separate ones? Sarchi and Gadol. So a brisker Rav brings from his father, Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that, no, this has halacha like Ashim Tolui. Just like by Ashim Tolui, whenever you're Mechuyiv Achatas. If you're not sure, you have to bring a whole separate korban called an Ashim Tolui. So the same thing, there's a chata, there is a korban that you bring for a Ziva Vadai and a Leda Vadai, and there's a separate korban, that's what we call Chatas HaBoa Sofik, that has a din like an Ashim Tolui, and mainly you can't be Yoitza with the, we can't be Yoitza just because you have a Vadai. This is the way the Misora Shas goes. The Bach has a different girsa. The Bach's girsa is, hey leidos vadai vehei zivos sofik, the way we have the first case, or hey zivos vadai vehei leidos sofik. That's what he changes. He changes the second leidos into zivos. So that what now we have a case, not vadai sofik leida and vadai sofik ziva, but rather vadai leida and sofik ziva, or vadai ziva and sofik leida. So now you need two. That now there's no kasha of Reb Akiva Eiger, because now we're not talking about the same vladois or the same ziva sofik and vadai. Now we're speaking about ziva and vlad leida. Those are two separate chiyuvim. We spoke that out a few times, that Leida and Ziva are two, you can't mix them together. That for sure is chayiv in two korbanis. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, says, Al Vadai Toimer Ala Achroina V'tipater. Rabbi Yechim says, there's a special halacha that the last, you have to say, on the last one, I'm bringing this korban, I'm only bringing one, but I'm bringing it for the last one. And we'll see his swara in a few lines in the Gemara. Shall Suffolk, in the case of Suffolk, so in Yesh Vada Benem, if there's a Vada amongst the Sveikas, Taimer Al Havada Vitipater, she should say on the Vadai and she'll be Potter. Now, by the way, when it said Al Vadai Taimer Al Achornaviti Potter, it doesn't mean she's Potter Lagamri. It means temporary she's Potter, just to get rid of the Tumah problem. Of course, the rest is a Chayva, as we learned in the Mishnah. But by Suffolk, Im Yesh Vada Benem, Taimer Al Vadai Viti Potter. Now she's Potter completely, because she has the Vadai, and we don't want her to bring Sveikis on the Mizbeach, because they're Chulin, and it might be Chulin with Malika. So then she's Potter, now means permanently Potter. Then Rav, if she doesn't have a Vadai amongst the Sveikis, Taimer Al Achad Mehem Viti Potter. She should choose any one, and she will be Potter. Again, it means she'll be Potter completely. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Bein Al Vadai, Bein Al Sofik, Taimer Al Achas Man. And here, he says there's no difference. Vadai, Suffolk, you don't have to say Achroina. Comes out to Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva, do you have to say on the last one that you're, the last one that I'm bringing it for the last Chiyuv or not? So Rabbi Yochanan says you do, and Rabbi Akiva says you don't. The word Vatipater here, we're not Gairus, because the word Vatipater here will mean two different things. By Vadai, it'll mean she's temporary Potter, she has to bring. And by Suffolk, that means permanent. You can't use the same word potter to have two different means. In Rabbi Yochanan, we were speaking about different cases. So in the Vadai, potter meant temporarily, and in the Suffolk, it meant permanently. Here, in one word, you can't. But this is the machlokes. Now we have to understand this machlokes. I'm going to tell you now what the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Akiva is all about. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Medamel Hulachatas. He holds that these halachas have a din like a chatas. The man b'chayv hei chatas, the person who's chayv five chatas. Ad demaisi kulon v'soif makapole. He only gets kapor if he brings all five and he goes till the end. So the halachan elishna, so too over here. You have to say you're going on the last one. So Tosfos doesn't understand it. The bottom Tosfos, Tema. Im kein machilik ben rishon l'akoreinah. V'adarabah, titzrich lavi kulon. V'leitzrich lavi kan echad. If you're comparing it to chatas, by a chatas, it's not enough, he says, this is for the last one. By a chatas, he has five chatos, he has to bring all five. What are you telling me? He brings the last one. It says I'm bringing it for the last one, right? If you're comparing it to Chatas, then he should be mechuyev all five. You're telling me he just has to bring the last one, and he's potter for that. But the Gemara is going to ask a different question. Dorach Lener tries to answer Tosfos Kasha. Amalei Rav Papa. Excuse me, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. V'Rabbi Akiva medam elan l'tfilin. Rabbi Akiva says it's totally compared to tefillah. The man the mechayev hay tefillahs, kivin the tovel chad is zimnei tor. Just like somebody's chayev in five tefillahs, if he's tovel once, he's tor. Hachanam elayshna, you bring one korban and you're allowed to eat kachim, and it's compared to tefillah all across the board. Amalei Rav Papa, and you don't have to say this is for the last one. As Rashi says, even if you said beferish, I am going to the mikveh for the first one, for my first tumah, but you had five tumas, you become Torah with going to the mikveh for all the tumas that you had. If you're going to compare to chatas, as Rabbi Yechon says, lechatas medamalan, amai shal sofik toimar alachs mevitipate. Why is it then by sofik that you say on any one of them in your potter? Why? And you don't have to say the last one. Why should the suffix be different than the vadai? And I'll show you that suffix is not different than the vadai. Ilu man de mechav is returned to daf chesam and beis. Chamish hasham is tuluyit. Somebody is chai five hasham is tuluyit, which is what you bring on a suffix on something that you would have brought b'shoy geg when you know you did the avera. You would have brought a chatos. So what's the din? Ki maisi chad, if you only bring one, mi mifter, are you potter? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, ze'aklal, koshek halucha b'chatois, if you do an avera for which there are separate chiyuvim for a chatos, chalukim ha'shamis. Sometimes you do a few chatos together, you only chayv one korban, and sometimes you do a few together, you chayv many. If you chayv many chatos, you chayv chalukim ba'shamis. You chayv many ha'shamis. Now we said that sofig oif, chatos oif, is, if you're comparing it to vadai, then why don't you make the same analogy as you have between oshim toli and chatos? Just like by, if you did something for which you chayv five chatos, if you do it with sofig, you chayv five oshim tolis. So here too, if you're telling me that halacha is that by the chatois you have to say on the last one, so why shouldn't you have to do it by a suffix as well? You should, and by suffix, Rabbi Yochanan says you say it on halachas man, on any one. Why should suffix be different than vadai? It must be that Rabbi Yechon's svara has nothing to do with comparing it to chatas. Ella, the kuliyama l'tfilas medamaloid. Really, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Kiva all hold you compared to tefillah. If you compare it to tefillah, then it doesn't matter which one he's doing it for. Automatically, the tefillah wipes out all the tumas. So why does Rabbi Yechon say, you have to say, the beferish, I'm doing it for the last one. Why don't you say it wipes out all the tumas? U'b'choshin l'pshiyah kamifugli. The machlaikis of years, are you choshish for pshiyah, for something bad is going to happen. Why? Rabbi Yechon Savar Choshin l'pshiyah. We're worried that a woman who will say, I'm bringing it for one of them, and she won't say the last one, she'll think that one takes care of anything. I not only is it take care of my tumah, I don't even have an obligation to bring any of the korbanos whatsoever. And we know if it's a vada, you have to bring. So therefore, on a vada, you have to say, b'achroina, you have to say, this is for the last one. So Eina Chanami, she understands, it takes care of all my tumah, but it's only the last one. I still have an obligation for all the other four. Rabbi Akiva Savalei Chashim Lepshir, Rabbi Akiva holds, you're not worried about a woman making that mistake, and therefore she doesn't have to say it's for the last one. She'll know that it takes care of my tumah, any one of them, but I still have an obligation to bring all four. For all those who have finished, the first paragraph increases, Hadron Aloch Shleisha V'sheish, Hadron Aloch Shleisha V'sheish, Hadron Aloch Shleisha V'sheish. We begin the next parak, Arbo Mechusri Kapora, and the Aruch Lener points out that the next Mishnah, Daf Tesem and Aleph, has two cases of fives. And it's like the Tana was setting up one Mishnah, our Mishnah is going to have two sets of four, the next Mishnah will have two sets of five. There are four Mechusri Kapora. There are four people who need Korbanis in order to make them able to eat kachim and to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. And in that sense, they're missing a forgiveness, the ability to eat kachim and enter the Beis HaMikdash. There are four which bring on a zadon even if they did it b'mezid, they bring a chatas as if they would have done it b'shayig. The last four are going to be explained in the following Mishnah. This Mishnah will deal with arbo mechusri kapor, ve'elein, mechusri kapor, hazov. The first one is a zov. Zov is someone who has a seminal discharge. It has a different color and texture than regular semen, regular keri. And as we learned on Amud Aleph, you have three rias, then he becomes a zov. He counts seven clean days, he goes to the mikveh, then he has to bring birds for a chatas and a oila. Vahazova, and then comes a zova, who is the same thing of a zov, except the first 7 days she's a nida, but if she sees in after that, in the 11 days after that, three consecutive days, so she's a zov gedola, zayin nikim, goes to a mikveh, brings a korban like a zov. Vayoletes, if a woman gave birth, so as we learned on Amud Aleph, after the 80 days for a female birth or 40 days for the male birth, she as well has to bring a korban. And then she becomes mutter and kachim. Va-metzaira, somebody who has a discoloration of his skin, which makes him into a metzaira, so he's a mechusar kapara. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, ger mechusar kapara. A ger is also a mechusar kapara, ad she yizrkal of dam. He's not allowed to eat in kachim until he has a korban, and he goes through the four avodas, till he comes to zrika, then he becomes mutter in to eat kachim. And we'll see why the Tanna Kamma didn't mention ger. And he also says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Nozer liyena v'tekai lach doy v'tumasoy. A Nozer, Stam Nazirus is 30 days, he becomes usher in three things, he can't drink wine, and he can't take a haircut, and he's not allowed to be a metam l'mesim, and he also has, after he finishes his Nazirus, he has to bring karbonis, and then he becomes mutter in these things, so he's also considered a mechusar kapara. We'll see in the Gemara why the Tanna Kamma doesn't hold Nozer is considered a mechusar kapara. Frank the Gemara, we said there's a Zav and a Zava. By Mitzayra, we just said Mitzayra. Why don't we say a male Mitzayra and a female Mitzayra? Maishna Zav is Zava, the money limit terrain. We count the two, and not Mitzayra. The Gemara answers, Mishum, the Chaluka Tumasai. Because they have different halachas and tumah. Why? The Zav la Metame Boinus. A Zav is not Metame in any kind of external, item that would cause it, would cause the zavus. In other words, for example, excessive eating or drinking or jumping. However, a zava does become a zava even by jumping. So that's one essential chilek between them. And the second chilek is the zava loy metamo berias kibiyamim. A zava that only becomes tameh if she sees 3 days in a row. But let's say she sees three times on one day, she doesn't become a zava gedayla. Whereas a zav, a male, if he sees 3 times in 3 days, he becomes zava gedayla. And if he sees 3 times in 1 day, he also becomes zava gedayla. The sani we learned in a braisa, mibisarai, here's the first chilek, the chilek of oines, which applies to a zava and not to a zav. A zava, even if an external cause made it that she became a zava, she still remains a zava. Desanya. It says by a male mipsaroi that it came out from a disease in his organ, from his flesh, v'loy machmas einsoi, but not as a result of an oinus. But that's only by a male and not by a female. And now the next word is supposed to be, says the Masoret HaShas, umetama berias kibiyamim. A man is metama with 3 rias, just like 3 days, even if it happens on 1 day. The sani we learned in the brisa, tola kosan azachar beria. When you look at the psukim by azachar zav, the main criteria is the rias, and not the days. It doesn't matter if it's on the same day or 3 days. Vesa nekeva biyamim. But nekeva is only if it's in different days. Because the pasuk in Vayikra, Tezvav, pasuk Gimel, by a male, is zois tia tumasoi, bezoivoi, ror besori, as zoivoi, oi hechtim besori, mezoivoi tumasoi. It says 3 times the word zoiv, a discharge. It doesn't speak about days at all. So therefore, any discharge on 1 day or 3 days, he's a zov. Whereas by nekeva, in Vayikra, it says, v'isha ki yozev zoiv dama yomim rabim, b'loy es nidasa, So it's yamim is two, rabim is another one is three. So for by a woman, it has to be 3 days. And now we also know zovim metame boinus. A zov is metame boinus. Veloy metame baris could be yamim. So since they have two separate halachas, that's why zov and zov are written separately. Ask the Gemara, mitzar mitzaras nami chaluka tumasan. There's also differences. Why weren't they listed separately as two separate mechusri kapora? The mitzar return priya prima, and mitzar has to let his hair grow long, and he has to rend, he has to cut his clothing. They said, "We got of you perumim, v'roshiya perua, v'asher b'tashra amita." He's also not allowed to have relations with his wife. Umitzaras and a female mitzara ain't a tuna priya prima. She does not require that. The sanya we learned ain't li ella ish. It says in the Torah in Vayikra Yudzayin pasuk mem dalit ish tsarua hu tamehu. So it says ish minayin. How do you know the din of mitzvah doesn't applies also to a woman? Shuaymer. When it says in the next pasuk, the hatsarua sheboy hanegeh, so harei kan shnayim. It's speaking about any tsarua, not just an ish, even a woman. Im kematam alamer. So why, in fact, did it say in the previous pasuk ish, and now we skip the next few lines? The next few words, and we go le'inyan shamato. He skipped the next four words. Why did the Pasuk Mem Dalet say Ish? Because of what's written in Pasuk Mem Hei. What's written in Pasuk Mem Hei? That Sarua is begot of you Prumim, Varosha Ya Perua, and it has the din of Priya Prima. So the Meforshim explained, it can't be that we're excluding a woman from Tsaras, because on that it said at Sarua. So of course the Ikr din of Tumas Tsaras she has. It must be that the Ish that excluded in the previous pasuk Ish v'Isha was going on le'inyan shamata on what was written in the next pasuk Memhei, no priya prima lomer Ish parer parim ve'in Isha parasu params umuteres b'tashra mita. She's mutter in tashra mita shenemar. How do we know a man's usher in tashra mita? It says v'yeshim chutzla aloy shivus yom. He should sit outside of his tent 7 days. V'loy mechutzla aloy. She is not mechuyif to be outside her tent. Her tent means the place that she would meet with her husband. So he can't go to her. But when he's Tomei, so he's not allowed to be with her. But he has to stay out of his oil. But she doesn't have that requirement. Hilkach, so the question is, since you see chalukim between a mitzvah and a mitzvahs, nininu betrain, so why don't we count them as two separate categories? The Gemara answers, zov is zov ikutumas the chalukah. Their ikutum is chalukah. The chalukim that a zov and a zava between yamim and riyos is a fundamental difference between a zov and a zava. But mitzayru mitzaras ain't ikur tumas and chalukah. Those are side dinim, whether it's mutter and tashra mita, whether pri or prima. But in the ikur halacha that makes them tummy, they're equal. Hai v'hai ki grisu. Both of them are only chayiv if it is as the spot that has saras is as big as a gris. Rashi says chatzi, pull a half a bean, a place halach l'mayshim sinai says where 36 hairs can grow. The Mishnah continued inside of Lezer ben Yaakov Amar ger mechusser, that a ger is mechusser kapora until you sprinkled the blood, until he brings a carbon. So what about the Tanakama? My time aloy tani ger. Why didn't he say ger? Kik tani medam. Which case did the Tana speak about? Only the Mishnah l'mechol b'kachim. Only something that permits him to kachim. Ger ki kamaisi carbon lachshuri nafshe l'meil b'kol. He is bringing a korban, ain't a chanami. He can't eat kachem until he brings the korban. But the korban, that's only a side effect. The korban is coming that he should be able to marry a Jewish woman. He should be able to be a full Jew accepted until he goes through the Geirus process. Mila, tefila. But until he brings that korban, he's not a full-fledged Jew. Then, once he becomes a full-fledged Jew, then he can eat kachem. So it's not considered that it's for kachem, even though that's an end result. We're only talking in our Mishnah where it directly affects the eating of kachem. As the Gemara, now here, the Shita tells us that the words of Saif Saif, which we have 5-6 words down, should really belong in the beginning of this phrase. Frank the Gemara, Saif Saif, and we take away the Vav of the Nazir, Saif Saif, Nazir, my time, Aloy Tani. Why didn't the Tana learn Nazir? Because a Nazir Tomei, it's going to let him eat kachim. Why? Because when a nazir tamei becomes tamei, it it cuts through his Naziris of Tahara. Once he's a Nazir Tameh and he gets purified from the Tumah, then he can go back and start his Naziris all over again and eventually eat Kachim. And eventually drink the wine. So the korban that he brings of a Nazir Tameh is helping him to eventually drink wine. So why doesn't he mention that? And the Gemara thought that Mechusa Kapor is not only for Kachim, it's even for Chulin things, even for drinking a secular wine. But L'chaira, the Nazir Tameh should be like the Nazir Tar. The Nazir by Tama Leitani, I'm sorry, we're not, at this point we're not yet speaking about Nazir Tameh, that's going to be the next Gemara. We're talking about a plain Nazir. So the Gemara wants to know, why didn't the Tanakhama count a plain Nazir? V'soiv soiv, Nazir, my time of Leitani. Why didn't the Tanakhama, why does the Argan of Blazer Ben Yaakov? So the Gemara answers, Nazir nami ki maisi korban, lishtaruya l'mishta yayin de chulun hu. He's only to be matir chulun. The Gemara thought that the Tanakhama would hold, like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that you could be called a mechusa kapora both for kachim and chulun. So the Gemara says, no, the Tanakhama is only interested in kachim. This is chulun wine. Chulun wine, that I'm not. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that that's also called mechusa kapora. Now the Gemara asks, Reb Elazar, according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tani Nazir, Lemishrei Nafshei, if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov all already holds that you do consider a mechusar kapara for nazir, naziris for wine which is not kachim, if so, nisni nami nazir tameh. So now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so why only nazir tor, even nazir tameh? Because once I get rid of my nazir tumah, I can go back to be a regular nazir. And after I become a regular nazir, I can drink wine. So ultimately, the korban that I'm going to bring for Nazir Tameh is going to allow me, at the end, to drink wine. So why don't you count that? The Gemara answers, no. The main purpose of that is not for him to drink wine. Ki kamaisi korban lemechel ala nazir spetaharu. The purpose is that it should be chal. It should take in effect the new 30 days of Naziris that got interrupted by the Tumah. Now we turn the clock back. We start over from day one. That's the main purpose. You're right. Eventually, he's going to come out to be able to drink wine. But since the main purpose is to start the Naziris anew, that's why even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't count Nazir Tameh in the Mishnah, only Nazir Torah.